Welcome to Shomar Shavah and the Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishvas Ambiak Hashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding what we come in Daf Mendalit. There's an interesting short Ha'ara over here in Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, within the context of why we need a Pasuk to teach you, that if a Shur is Nogeach, Gor's children, he is still Chayav. And the Gemara says the reason is because a Katan is not Bar Mitzvahs. Ish v'isha, they're chayav in mitzvahs. That's the reason you're chayav. But by a katan, there's no mitzvahs. So Yimele says, the more you can't look alvachoymer from ish v'isha to katan, and it's a reason for us to say that a katan, you will not be chayav. Now, l'chora, this is something needs beer, because every katan will be chayav in mitzvahs. If you allow him to become an adult, it will be chayav in mitzvahs. So what is the svara that you're chayav only an adult who's chayav in mitzvahs right now? True, the katan is not chayav in mitzvahs at the moment. But you're taking it from here, the Shor is causing a death to an Odom who's about to be Odom Yisrael's Chayav HaMitzvahs. So the fact that he has a few years before getting to the age of Chayav HaMitzvahs, that's a reason why the Shor should not be Chayav in it? How do we understand the Svar? So maybe Yesh Lo Yim Al Derech HaDyush as follows. In the parashas that we had Oisik in these weeks, you have the famous Machlekes, main Mandomarim, or the Arachayim, and the Chayvas Alevavis, regarding the ability of a Baal Pchira to cause damage or death to another person. Meaning, the question is, can Reuven kill Shimon if Shimon doesn't deserve to die? The Chayvas Alevavis and many of other Mefarshim, and that's the way the most the Baalei HaMachshava, Kabbalah, go with, is that no, there's no such thing. Reuven cannot kill Shimon if he doesn't deserve it. The only way Shimon dies is because of Gzeir Mishamayim. The Chovas Lavova speaks about the Inner of Bitochen, the Beteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that anything that happens to us happens for a reason. Never can somebody cause damage or any type of hurt to another person if he doesn't deserve it. But the Rechaim, famously, says otherwise. Rechaim is in Parshas Vayeshev. And it says that Reuven suggested to take Yosef and put him into the bore and put him into the pit. The Gemara tells us that this pit was not an empty pit. It was a pit full of nechoshi ve'akovim, snakes and scorpions. So what exactly did Reuven achieve by taking Yosef from being by the brothers and throwing him into a pit which is full of nechoshi ve'akovim, which is also a sakana of death? So says the Aruch Chaim, there's a difference between human beings and animals. When Yosef is by the hands of his brothers, they can kill him even though he doesn't deserve to die. But the snakes and scorpions will not kill a person if he does not deserve to die. The nechashim ve'akrobim cannot cause damage to anybody if he doesn't have a gzeir mishamayim. So Reuben's cheshbon was, Yosef is a tzaddik, so his stomach doesn't deserve to die. I'll put him by the nechashim ve'akrobim, he will be saved. But if I leave him by my brothers, a Baal Pchiro could come and change a person's fate. That's how the Aruch Chaim explains. And we spoke about this in previous Shiurim to understand what the Aruch Chaim means and has that work with many of the other Mefarshim. But Al Kolponim, going back to our daf, even the Aruch Chaim that holds that a Baal Pchiro can change the fate of a person, that's dafka human being, not animals. Nechoshe ve'akrovim cannot kill if a person doesn't deserve to die. So when you have a shor shenogach, you have an ox who's goring a person and killing him. Clearly, a pi machshava based on even the Aruch Chaim, according to everybody, if a person dies, that means he was supposed to die. It's not that something you change in his fate. He was supposed to die, because if not, the shor would not be able to kill him. So if shloimah, that's shot in our Gemara. When you have a child that died, you can't ask, oh, but if the shor not kill him, you become an Odom Yisrael who's chayav in mitzvahs. Because he would never get to that stage. If he died today by the shor, that means he's supposed to die. Yes, you punish the shor, the owner is responsible because he didn't do the right shmira. That's like any other Baal Pchira, even according to the Chovas Alevavis. A Baal Pchira does get punished for the fact that someone else died. Lamaisa, you have Pchira. You have your own free will. The other person had to die, it would happen a different way. But the shor would not be able to kill the person if he doesn't deserve to die. So if he died, that means he was supposed to die. And therefore, you can't say that he would become chayav mitzvahs in the future. So maybe the Gemara is very clear. Says the Gemara, if a shor killed the Odom, Yisrael, who's an adult, is right now chayvin mitzvahs. So this person is more important than a child. Even though the child will be chayvin mitzvahs, he stays alive, yes, but right now he's not. And he will never get to that stage of becoming chayvin mitzvahs because he was killed by Ashar. If he's killed by Ashar, that means he was destined to die this time. So he will never become chayvin mitzvahs. So Emil is very clear that he doesn't have the same chashivas as someone who is chayvin mitzvahs, who came to the world to do mitzvahs as an adult. Maybe that's a way to say it, del derech hadrush. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email us to WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.